This is Dr. J with Change Surfer Radio. For the next half hour, keep your radio tuned to the left and your mind in the open position as we present a sexy high-tech vision of our radically democratic future. I'm speaking today with Dr. Peter Singer, the recently appointed DeCamp Professor in the University Center for Human Values at Princeton University. Professor Singer began his career at Oxford University, was appointed to a professorship at his home university of Monash in Australia at the age of 30, has served as president of the International Association of Bioethics, and as editor of its official journal, Bioethics. His many books have been translated into 15 languages and have been widely taught in ethics classes throughout Europe and the United States. His book, Animal Liberation, is seen as a milestone in the erosion of human centrism in ethics and the birth of the animal rights movement. Professor Amy Gutman, director of the University Center for Human Values at Princeton, says Professor Singer has remained deeply committed to arguing for the reduction of suffering in the world through the avoidance of famine and the humane treatment of all sentient beings, the ethical treatment of animals, and the improvement of the environment for the benefit of all. He also has found time to reflect on what it means to live a good life, reviving the time-honored idea that turning away from self-centeredness and towards the urgent needs of others makes for a satisfying life. Welcome, Dr. Singer.
It's good to be with you.
Now, you're one of the foremost articulators of a utilitarian ethics. Can you summarize briefly what a utilitarian ethics approach is? Are you a rule-based utilitarian? Do you believe in utilities higher than pleasure and so forth?
Well, as a utilitarian, I'm concerned that the actions that we should do should be those that have the best consequences. Now, I think that I would describe myself as a utilitarian who is aware of the fact that in trying to work out what has the best consequences, you can't calculate everything from scratch. You can't, each time you have to decide what to do, begin from the ground up. So I would support the idea of rules or principles, what some people call rules of thumb, but I would not support the idea of a totally inflexible rule-based approach that says once a rule is in place, and if it's better to have that rule or not, that is, the consequences of following the rule are better than the consequences of